Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the guest host for the show. We'll have Bobby join him, and we'll have Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be special teams coach Phil Galliano, and then we'll end it up, Hoss and I, we'll talk about the NFC South, which got interesting last night with the Falcons, and we were doing pick six. I told Charlie, man, I got a bad feeling. The Falcons, it's one and done. We're going to ride the roller coaster. 49ers win it. Man, last night, did they have a plan for Bijan Robinson to stop him? Bob, they were a totally different team without Bijan being the guy.
Well, did we not have a plan to stop the Bears' rushing attack?
Well, it wasn't right if they had one.
I had thought the Bears had the one before last run defense. It seems like we would have had the one before last run defense.
But didn't that look a lot like we talked about in the pregame? Ben Johnson wants that team to look a lot like the Lions. Well, how they ran the ball.
They look like the Lions against the Saints.
Yeah.
You ran for 222 yards, and you have a 1-2 punch. Mike, if you look at, boy, it's about getting gashed. Look at Swift, 6.5-yard average, 124 yards. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. The cat from Rutgers.
Monogamy.
Monogamy. And a monogamous? Is he monogamous or he's a polygamous? I don't know. Monogamy.
I have a friend of mine.
He was a seventh-round draft pick.
From Rutgers.
Yeah.
Think about, where did Isaiah Pacheco come from?
Rutgers, who knocks a snot bubble, runs you over with the cheese.
He's
the one that kicked Clyde Edwards-Helaire out of Kansas City.
That's true.
And I know, and he's the man. So Rutgers, I don't know, maybe they have tough running backs there. Our running backs get hurt. They run one time. Kendrick Miller blows out his knee. Now, that's just bad luck.
I don't know. But
it's
even worse
terrible.
Is to lose Eric McCoy. We'll talk more about it. But Monogany's a guy. First time I ever saw him play, Bob, he went to Don Bosco Prep in New Jersey, which is one of the elite prep
schools. I've heard of that school.
Of Don Bosco. Had a lot of offers. Ended up staying at, close and went to Rutgers. And the last 2 years there. But he works out with a good friend of mine, Charlie Smith. Charlie always listens to the program, even though he lives in New Jersey. He's one of the workout guys. And he told me, Mike, don't ever call him small. Call him short. He's 5'8¼", but he's 213 pounds.
Well,
is
that why he lasted to the seventh round? Because he's his height?
And they try to train him to run faster. He would go 4.62, 4.64. He couldn't run for the clock. put pads on him and see how fast he runs.
What is that saying about the Saints' run defense? He averaged 6.2 yards a carry on 13 carries. And, you know, they were going to run the ball, like you said, Coach Ben Johnson. 40 attempts, 222 yards.
That's what he wants to do.
5.5 yards per carry. And what did we do? We had 44 yards. And they had the one before last defense. They were giving up 156.5 yards a game. And we get 44. We averaged 2.6. Man, it was embarrassing. It was almost as embarrassing as the Seattle game. Now, the reason why... now, when I look at it, I guess because of a punt return, punt block and all on special teams. But when you look what occurred, again, I think Seattle's good.
I think Seattle's a better team than the Bears.
Yes,
are.
Exactly. So that's why when I look, okay, you're both playing on the road, Seattle and the Bears. But going back to Rutgers, what does LSU and Rutgers have in common? Y'all know? I'm throwing out to the audience. What do they have in common? The president of LSU, he left, and now he's the president of Rutgers. I don't know if they paid him more money. What's his name? I don't even know his name. The black guy. He's the president. He left LSU, and he's now the president at Rutgers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Job opportunity, more money. No, I don't know. I just had Rutgers on the brain when that came about. So, but looking at the Saints right now, I mean, to show you how I said we need to get off to a fast start, which we did not. To say the least. Oh, well, we did on defense. We forced a three and out on the Bears' opening drive. They didn't get a touchdown. But after that, it was all Chicago. Because lo and behold, what happens when we force a three and out? Oh, first play, Kamara gained 6 yards. Oh, Rattler sack fumble. Now we minus one in the turnover margin. So when you look at what occurred, when we forced a three and out, and then the Bears' opening drive, you know, so that's what we wanted to do. But after that, it was all Chi-Town. The Bears scored on 4 of their next 5 possession to seize an early 20-0 lead.
How did they not score when they stopped the Saints? Remember on that fourth down deal? And they turned it right back. And my thing is, that was the easiest spot.
Yep.
Bob, in watching this, and I think a lot of the way the Bears are pieced together, Caleb Williams got to get a lot better as a passer.
He's not accurate enough.
No.
Sometimes they have receivers open, but he's not accurate. But, Mike, I think Ben Johnson's saying less of Caleb is more.
That's why he's running it.
Yes, yes. And say, we're going to win in the trenches. And Dennis Allen, boy, he had a game plan to stop the Saints. If you look at New Orleans right now, that how you starting games and what's occurring, and I don't know, it can go far whether you're playing Tampa Bay or you're playing at the Rams or Carolina. I don't care if you're playing the Jets or the Dolphins or the Titans. Well, we can't be losing at the beginning like 7-0 or 10-0. Then you're always chasing points. Look what we've done so far. We entered the game having been outscored 65-16 in the first quarter. On their first five, okay, this was very discouraging until right before the half and right beginning of the second half. They kind of tease you. We're back in it. It's 20-14.
Because it was bang, but, bang, yeah, like four shots, scored.
But I wrote this. It was 2:45 left in the second quarter. Okay, think about this. On their first five offensive possessions, the Saints gained just 3 first downs, all by a penalty. So the refs weren't cheating. They had not 14 of 44 total yards. They had 4 total yards. And then as a result, now, if you look like, can you protect the football, turnover? But you look in the first half, we've now been outscored 141-72. So that's 2-for-1. So we always playing catch up,
and
like I said.
68-16 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Wow.
65-16.
Come on.
You look at that.
You ain't winning a lot of games like that. And that's why they haven't.
Yeah, and you look at Rattler. I think this is one game. Now, you know why you got to be humble as a quarterback and just play like to win the game and not, Caleb Williams, he ain't all that. Spencer almost took the attitude, I'm going to outdo him. Oh, well, watch. I'm going to show you. Instead of kind of managing the game, how can you win a football game? Where when I look at Rattler, this is his poorest game. Okay, he was sacked 3 times, had completed just 3 of his 9 pass attempts for 4 yards with an interception and a lost fumble. He had a passer rating of like 2.8. Now he hung in there and handled adversity, because what we did right before the half, there was like bang, bang, boss. Right? Like I said, they tease you. This is unbelievable. We go 91 yards, 5 plays in 46 seconds when he hit Olave on that touchdown. Okay, so then when you look at what we did, okay, I said this at halftime, we're going to get the ball the second half. All of a sudden, you go drive down and score. Then you within one score. Well, guess what we did? We went score. It was 20-0. We went 10 plays, 80 yards, and then 34. Rattler hits Olave, 14-yard touchdown. Now it's 20-14. Okay, why don't we play complimentary football? What does the defense do? Okay, what do they do? Is they let Caleb and the Bears possess the football. Look, Caleb to DJ Moore, plus 11. Then Luther Burton, his only catch of the game was a 22-yarder. Then Swift, now plus 17. Swift, plus 15. Now, we did hold them fourth and goal. Remember that, the false start and all that?
But which gave them a break.
They end up going 8 plays, 66 yards, and to make it now a two score lead. Now it's 23-13. So that's when you would have wanted to have a three and out, and then get the ball back to the offense. Now you're keeping the momentum, playing complimentary football. But then the next time we got the ball after down 23-13, that's when your boy, Mike, you follow with the Titans, Bayard. I mean, now
Kevin Byard. Well, yeah.
Byard, he's leading the NFL right now, interceptions with 4. Now, you look, since 2016, he's number one in the league, 33 interceptions. Well, we hoping Justin Reed can get one interception. How about we get...
And he's looking to maybe get a contract extension, play a little longer. He likes playing for Dennis Allen in that defense. But he's always told me, Coach, I can still play. And guess what? Them young boys coming into the league, they can't catch.
Well,
I can catch it if it's in the air.
And he has the right instincts. You look at that interception he made on Spencer Rattler. I'm not saying that Rashid he gave up on the ball. But I think Rashid thought, okay, kind of Rattler overthrew him. But
yeah.
I think Rashid maybe thought it was going to go out of bounds, and Byard came up with that interception. That was
Bob, he almost got a second. Remember when the two
when
pairs
they ran, into,
played,
each
they
other,
ran
yeah.
into each other?
But we were -2 in the turnover margin. We ended up being -3 for the game. Now we +1 for the season. At one time, we were +5. So now we're still on the plus side. But then, Mike, the penalties, that's one area we have gotten better. When you look at the penalties.
The one thing with the Bears is consistent. They were averaging 9 penalties a game. What they got yesterday?
No, they had 10 for 92 yards, okay? And so that's always like a touchdown. So even with that help, we still lost 26-21.
If you instead 26-14.
Instead of 26-14.
Yeah, exactly.
You add that, because 9 or more penalties are around 100 yards. It's like giving up a touchdown. But then, Mike, it was just very discouraging, and you want to be opportunistic, and you got to give Dennis Allen credit. I know the Hoodat Nation might not want to do it, but they're being opportunistic. You look at the Bears, the fourth consecutive game, they forced 4 or more turnovers, and think about this.
That comes in bunches.
And the Saints didn't turn over the ball. Coming into the contest, the Saints had turned the ball over just 4 times the entire season.
And they got 4-1
game.
Yeah.
The Bears have a lot to do with that.
As I told you in the pregame, they're greedy. Man, you throw the ball up in the air, they're greedy. They're going after it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, before we go to Murdoch and Oakdale, the LSU baseball Tigers, the national champs, went to the White House today. No matter how you feel about the political part of things, man, to get invited and to be there in the White House. I remember Coach O telling me the story. Man, it was like, I had to pinch myself that here I am, a guy from on the bayou, and I'm in the White House being honored along with
national
the team
for,
as being a national champion. Jay Johnson and the LSU baseball Tigers got honored this afternoon in Washington, D.C.
Well, it seems like, I don't know, maybe the women's basketball program, besides the baseball program, might be the only one that have a chance to go to the White House. Because they know LSU Fighting Tigers football program right now. But watch, I'll tell you what.
People were restless this weekend. We did the point after. Well, it ain't like the pregame show, is all I can tell you, after LSU lost that game.
I mean, there's no way in hell you should never lose to Vanderbilt. I don't care what decade it is, when it is. My dad's rolling over in his grave. I can tell you right now, you cannot lose to the Vanderbilt Commodores. I mean, that would be like, you know, Vanderbilt's an intellectual school like Tulane. That'd be like losing to Tulane. My dad said, no, that should never happen. But you look at that loss to Vanderbilt. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it.
The score was no indication of how Vanderbilt beat them.
No, they could have scored another touchdown at the end of the game.
Taking knees at the end of the game.
No, Mike, it was disheartening, and I don't know what else to say. It is that discouraging right now, because you look at Vanderbilt. Okay, they traditionally now, you look name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, it's all changed, but it's more the transfer portal. They're thinking to name, image, and likeness, probably transfer portal.
Transfer portal.
Their quarterback.
All five offensive linemen the quarterback, Pavia, they all were transfer guys.
Mike, well, then they're picking the right players. That Vanderbilt offensive line should be at LSU.
LSU. They were moving people. That's all I know.
They, Vanderbilt, traditionally, I'm old enough because, you know, you look at them like a cellar dweller, I mean, in the Southeastern Conference. A team LSU had beaten, Vanderbilt had, but the LSU once in 15 tries, 1976, the last time Vanderbilt won. But like you said, they could have beaten the Tigers by two touchdowns. But I think we're going to – I'm just maybe hopeful thing. I think we're going to have a better show against A&M.
I would not be surprised the way college football is. Man, everybody's throwing the dirt on Brian Kelly and the Tigers. A&M has never won in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
They've never won in SEC.
If I had to say they're going to win one out of these three games, okay, if I say A&M – Alabama and Oklahoma. I said it would be A&M.
Yeah.
They ain't going to beat Alabama. I mean, and I hate to say
the way Alabama's rolling.
I hate to say Alabama. I want to always say F Alabama. I mean, you know.
Well, you've told it to me, so you can almost say it on the air.
I'm like, so, but I just look how where they're at right now. No, that would be an upset. I mean, when you think about it. And then Oklahoma, how's their quarterback? Got to go on the road. And then Arkansas. Arkansas can't stop nobody, but I know they can score.
Look what they did with A&M.
And Mike, they got a coach.
Now, A&M might have been peaking a little bit. I get that particular part. But, man, there is something about that sticks in your head when you haven't beaten a team in their backyard. It kind of sticks there. We'll see if Brian Kelly can get jump-start him for this game. Let's go to our telephone lines. Let's go to Murdoch in Oakdale. Murdoch. In the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hello, Mike and Bobby.
All right, Murdoch, how you been,
bud? Hey, Murdoch, how you doing?
I'm okay. I've called y'all in the past, and y'all agreed with me, but I want to see if y'all got a different solution for this time for me. Okay. Now, I listened to the game here on the radio, and all I heard was these part-time refs making these calls against the Saints, but they can't make them against the Bears. Well, I don't understand all the holding going on that they just they can't see that. But guess what? It's unreal with these part-time refs. They can't afford a part-time. I want a full-time ref.
Yeah. They want a full-time. Yeah, you can turn it over, Murdoch. You want full-time refs, and that won't help the Saints. I can tell you right now.
That ain't gonna work.
No, the Saints had five penalties called against them. The Bears had ten. They had one. This was a terrible call because this is how you coach it. You remember when they called the pick play? That would have been like plus 15 at the beginning of the game.
Where was the pick?
He hit commit like plus 16. And then I said, then they called a pick play like 15. I said, that was not.
That was no pick play.
No. And then we ended
up. Even the roughing the pass.
And we ended up, Quincy Riley ended up getting an interception.
Yes, yeah.
Because it was second and 17, then third and 17. Good for Quincy Riley. Coming up with their big pick. You know, let me talk about Quincy Riley a little bit. Because, you know, you're looking for the future. And, look, that's one cat that is definitely a bright spot. Now, he might give up big plays now and then, but he makes plays. He did this to me in training camp. He grabbed several interceptions. You know, like Blackman, we get interceptions. Quincy Riley, taking those. Oh, that was a nice interception. Again, like I said, he might get beat, but he could produce takeaways, and he did that at Louisville. He had eight interceptions in college. We drafted him in the fourth round. Now, that was his first career interception. You could see his ball skills on that play on Quincy Riley. But going back to what Murdoch said about the roughs, no, come on. This is not a no call. This is not a game you could say the roughs cheated. No, they did not. No, this was not a game that you want to say, oh, the roughs are calling against the Saints, because that was not the case.
I agree with Murdoch. I think I remember the call first time with the refs, but not this one, man. My thing is, if anybody got bad calls, it was the Bears.
Yeah.
The pick play, and then the roughing the passer, I think his hand might have grazed the top.
Don't hit him in the head. You can't touch to be near the head.
Drew Brees would talk about this, that he would practice it. He'd throw a ball, and he would duck because at 6 foot tall, okay, if you got your hands up, the hands got to come down. And Drew had tried to outsmart everybody. He figured out how that hand would come down. He'd stick his helmet under there.
Oh, hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head. And then Drew would act like somebody hit him with a sledgehammer, you know, and it just barely touched the helmet. Look, and Mahomes is like that.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the exact same way. And so I don't know if he picked that up from Drew or not. Bob, the big loss, though, certainly is McCoy. Because, in my opinion, he is the best football player the Saints have, the center Eric McCoy.
And he's out for the season.
Now he's out for the entire year.
So, but you know what? So let's say eventually they go to Tyler Shough. Okay, because eventually you want to see who can play
eventually
quarterback.
It's going to happen.
Okay, and I think, because I've been there when you're young, from a mental standpoint, it's all about confidence. If you don't get to this level if you can't play. So you want to be confident. And how are you confident if you're playing on a winning team or you're producing winning plays? I don't think that Tyler Shough would be a miracle worker for us to beat Tampa Bay, even though I think we're going to beat Tampa one time this season, but it might be at Tampa or in Los Angeles. So I think Tyler Shough experience should occur on the road at Carolina before the open date.
Okay, Los Angeles, look at it this way. They ain't got no home field advantage.
They don't need a
home. They don't have one.
Matthew Stafford, he's international. 5 touchdowns. I mean, they flew to Europe the day before the game.
And in 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
without Puka Nacua.
Yes, oh.
He threw 2 touchdown passes to 2 tight ends. He hadn't thrown it to him.
Well, I remember Davante Adams and Saints practice when we went against him. And Puka, I think, took a couple of reps. Then he went talk to some movie stars or something. And they'd be like, but Davante Adams? I said, Kool-Aid's trying, but he better have help in the game or he might catch 15 passes.
Well, that's what they were doing against Jacksonville early. I mean, they went after that Jacksonville cornerback with Devontae, and it was over and over and over. The first half, you could not play a better first half than what you saw from Matthew Stafford yesterday. To me, Bob, he's still the best pocket quarterback in the NFL. Pocket quarterback, because he doesn't move a lot.
Well, you can see one tonight. I like him and Jared Goff. Jared Goff might be the best play action pocket quarterback.
He does a really good job with that. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Hey, not only come here to see us, but Thursday night, the money is still up. That's $105,000 up if you can pick the right slipper here this coming Thursday at the Silver Slipper. How about that?
Well, yeah.
105.
Eventually, they'll have some Cinderella.
That'll fit.
You know, that'll fit. You can't cram it on. You just got to pick the right slipper.
All right. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Can You Dig It in New Orleans? Can You Dig It?
Oh, that's old
in the
school.
Huddle
that's
with
old
Bobby
school.
And Mike. What's going on? Can You Dig It?
What's going on? There ain't nothing much.
All right, bro.
And heard from you in a while. I've heard from you a while. You been sick or what?
I've been sick all right. Sick of these. Let me ask you this, Bobby.
Okay.
You played quarterback, and I watched Drew for years, and I started noticing his head and his eyes movement. Spencer Rattler, stare down receivers. I barely see him look a defender off.
Right.
Is that coaching or is what is it?
Well, you have to have instincts and you have to have experience to know how they're trying to stop you. You know what's the most important thing that I was recollecting? What it takes to last a bunch of years and to make plays and to gather information. You know, like the coach, you call a play in the huddle. You know what's unbelievable? Your pre-snap read.
Yep.
To be able to anticipate. And it's not 100%, but what you're almost positive what the defense is going to do to try and stop you. And so then, if you know where they're trying to stop you and you're probably going to go with the ball, well, damn it, don't stare where you're going to be throwing the ball. Move the safety or the linebackers with your eyes, and then you come back, and then you have a completion. So, something simple as that. I mean, it's not, you know, it's like.
Okay, but where did you learn that?
I mean, I think I was instinctive. I, you know who helped me though, Mike?
Joe Ferguson. Exactly.
Joe Ferguson played.
Waiting for you to say it.
Played 17 years in the NFL, and he played the Buffalo Bills before Jim Kelly, and then I think he finished with the Colts, but he played like 17 years. But he more showed me like coverages. I mean, at Sal LaFouche, I don't know, the coach of my high school said, I don't know, throw to whoever thinks open. Well, what is that? whoever you think's open. So, no, I didn't know, like, three-step, five-step drop. Now you're always in the shotgun. So I've run a lot of different offense. I've run two tight end, T formation, to the run and shoot.
Yep.
And think about how advanced that was. Like, that was almost two decades ahead of what everybody's in the shotgun and the RPOs and all that. So, but I'm telling you, having the right mentors, and, you know, you tend, unless it becomes second nature, you tend to go back to, okay, you know, because really, when you take the snap and you take in one snap, even if they're trying to disguise the coverage, and if they are trying to trick you, they're going to haul ass where they need to be for their responsibilities in coverage. Because if they get burnt, man, the coach is giving them the business. What are you doing disguising? You're not doing your responsibility. You're trying to do too much and all that. So that's why Drew Brees was unbelievable. That's why he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He was outstanding. Is that, no, in the NFL, no, in high school, you could stare where you want to throw it. Them guys don't know what they're doing.
In college today, they do the same thing.
In college, but to last.
Predetermined to where you throw it.
To last in the NFL, no. You might have a flash in the pan for a month or 3 games, but once they get film on you and they figure out how you're playing, you better have good study habits and know what you're doing to help influence the defense with a chess match. So, yeah, if Spencer Rattler, I mean, now he has a number of games under his belt. He should be getting better at that. Now, when you have the kind of, he was way better at the beginning of this season, now not against the Bears, compared to last season where he was taking too many sacks.
Yeah.
He was having turnovers, you know, protecting the football and all. And then you want those chunk plays. You know, sometimes he hears the public, oh, we got to push the ball more down the field. What's better, a long interception? Oh, I was trying for the chunk play. Or how about I move the chains, first down, Saints. And you know, you might be a simple 8-yard throw. That's where you got to be accurate so you can get yards after the catch. But you see all these other teams, like the Bears, whatever. You see all these other teams. Look all the yak. Yeah, I'm not saying throwing up, yak. I'm talking about yards after the catch. Look at all the other teams. Well, do we get any yak with the Saints? No, we tend to catch the ball if it's in traffic and we've fallen down. I mean, I don't know, Mike.
All my deal is, if you got a running game, it solves a lot of your issues
at
quarterback.
Yes,
and you have not got that going.
And I can tell you.
Other than the Buffalo game.
And the chess match, if you have a running game, shame on the quarterback who's playing if he's not throwing at a high completion percentage and moving the sticks. That's why Jared Goff's so good. I'm telling you, with the line.
It helped a lot.
Who you think's the number one? I think the Colts are the number one offense.
The Colts are one.
Yeah, but the Lions are up there.
Look what it's done for Daniel Jones.
Oh.
He was an absolute bust.
And they ran him out of town in New York. Now, the Vikings should have kept him.
They were trying.
Yeah.
But I think he looked at that roster.
Well, no, they had J.J. McCartney. He wasn't going to be the guy. Okay. He was going to back up J.J. McCartney. He said, well, I want to be the man.
I can beat out Anthony Richardson,
Anthony Richardson, one that runs around like his head's cut off. He didn't know what he's doing, trying to play quarterback in the NFL.
He's trying to play.
He's an unbelievable athlete.
One of the best I've ever seen.
He's a man-child. Look at him.
But he's not accurate throwing the ball at all.
No, and he played 20-some games at Florida. But he has no experience.
That's why.
And then all of a sudden he's tapping out during the game. I'm tired. I'm coming out. What? Although everybody looks at you tired. Come on, you never do that. That's the same maybe you hurt or fake an injury. Don't say, I'm tapping my helmet. You're tapping out. Oh, I'm tired. I got to come out the game. He's done. When you do that. Players will never forget that. That's the first time I ever saw a player tap out because he's tired.
First time I've seen a quarterback do it.
Yeah.
I've seen other guys do it, running back receivers.
I never played with no tap out guy. If they were so tired and they were huffing and puffing, I think, oh, my hamstring or something. You got to like fake an injury. Then don't say you're tired. What, you don't want to run enough sprints or something? Come on.
We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number one of the Second Guest Show. Excuse me, Mike, to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. When we return, hey, we'll be on till 6:30. Let me tell you that. And then at 6:30, Saints Radio Network, it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Bobby will join him along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be Saints special team coach Phil Galliano. And when we come back, hey, Dave's retired, but we got Les Sackett here with us from the Silver Slipper right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.